Welcome back to our daily Mishnah, and we are up to Perek Tes, Chapter 9, the final Mishnah, the final Perek of Maseches Brachos. Says the Mishnah Aleph. We're speaking about additional brachos that one might make in various situations. Some of the more avant-garde blessings, in other words, not the regular brachos on food, which we make most commonly, but some things beyond that. So says the Mishnah Aleph. Haroa makom shenasu bo nisim liYisrael. A person arrives at a place where there was some sort of a miracle that took place for the Jewish people. Omer, he says the bracha of Baruch Sha'asa Nisim La'avosinu b'makom hazeh. He says, thank you Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, who did miracles for our forefathers in this place. Sounds a lot like the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim La'avosinu b'mim ha'im b'zman hazeh, that we make these the Sha'asa Nisim on Purim and on Chanukah. So you know, we make that bracha sound similar to this, a little different, because this bracha is said when you get to a specific place that the miracle was done. Makom shenekra mimenu avodas kuchavim, and if you reach a place seemingly in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, where there was a sort of idolatry that was uprooted, so Omer Baruch Sha'akar avodah zarah meretzina, you say thank you Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, for uprooting avodah zarah, for uprooting idolatry in our from our land. Then says the Mishnah Beis, al hazikin v'al hazvaos v'al habrakim v'al ha'ra'amim v'al ha'ruchos, that when if you see a meteor or an earthquake or lightning or you hear thunder or you see like very, very strong winds, so Omer Baruch Shekocho Gvuraso Malei Olam, you say blessed are you Hashem, who's like strength and whose might fills the world. And then al haharim v'al hagvaos v'al hayamim v'al hanaharos v'al hamidbaros, and then if you see like mountains or hills or seas or rivers or deserts, Omer Baruch Osei Maasei Vereishis, you say blessed are you Hashem, who makes like the work of creation. And then finally the Mishnah says, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Haroa es Hayam HaGadol, if you see the great sea, not entirely clear what the great sea is, different perspectives out there, but you see the great sea. So Omer Baruch Sha'asa es Hayam HaGadol, you said, blessed are you Hashem, who made the great sea, and Bezman Sharoa Oso Lefrakim. But the only time you're allowed to mix such a bracha is when it's been more than 30 days. So in other words, if you're like a fisherman or whatever, and you go into the great sea every single day, then you only see it, I guess, once, the first time you see it. But after that, you don't see it unless you've been away for 30 days or more. And then the Mishnah says, Al HaGashamim, when rain comes, V'al HaBesoros Tovos, whenever you hear good news, Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, you say, blessed are you Hashem, who does good, who is good and who does good. V'al Shmuos Ra'os, Omer Baruch Dayan HaMes. When you hear bad news, you say, blessed are you Hashem, the true judge. Famously, that's the bracha that we make when a person loses a loved one. That's the blessing that is made, because we understand that there is some ultimate plan. We just don't always understand what it is. And we mention that Hashem is the true judge, and he understands, obviously, what he's doing. So that's how the bracha is made. Anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. Tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful day.